All right, time to focus now on the big weekend races. And there's no bigger player than Chris Waller when it comes to Doncasters and the TJ Smith.
Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
Time to catch up now with Australia's leading trainer, Chris Waller, who on previous championship days has made it his own. He's looking for a record-equalling seventh Doncaster on Saturday, but I think without doubt the highlight is the old boy Nature Strip. If he could win four consecutive TJ Smiths, it would be unparalleled. And Chris Waller joins us this morning. Morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well, Michael, and I appreciate you saying about Nature Strip. I feel he's sort of been a little forgotten. But no, it's great to hear your words on
him. What's the feeling like in the camp? Because I know he's loved by everyone at Chris Waller Racing.
Camp's pretty confident, as you do when you're in your own zone. So, but what I can say is, since he's come back from Melbourne, his work's been great. We've done all the possible tests internally and externally, and he's fine. He's worked well. Good solid jump out. James McDonald's happy, and his regular riders are happy. So, the camp's happy.
If he could win this on Saturday, it's arguably the strongest TJ that he's competed in. It's a phenomenal race. So you've won Melbourne Cups. You've done a lot of very special things with Winx. But if you could get Nature Strip back off the canvas to win tomorrow, it'd be one of your greatest achievements, wouldn't it?
It'll be great achievement from the horse. But I won't be taking too many accolades at all. I honestly haven't done anything other than not panic. Because, as I said, he's as good as we can have him. In terms of where he's at in comparison to previous years, he's parallel. So I guess it comes down to him whether it's still there. That's a big test for us all tomorrow to see because, the end is getting closer. It's no doubt about that.
Have you thought about that? When would be the right time to say farewell?
Not really. I haven't spoken to Mr. Lyons at all yet. Just other than brief things, when the horse is running well, he can keep racing, and when he's had enough, he'll tell us. So it's been a pretty basic understanding. We don't want him just going around if he's not going to be at that same level. So, yes, he was beaten first up, but he's been beaten before and bounced back pretty quickly.
So you're confident he's in as good as form in your mind as he was previous 3 years?
I'm confident in my mind that he's as best as we can have him, and he's not showing us any signs of slowing down. So, yeah, it's all up to race day pressure and I guess the competition. We don't need to worry about making him run faster. We just need to hope that he's the same horse as he was basically only 6 months ago.
Is it the 3-year-olds that are the ones to beat in secret, Giga Kick?
It will be if they go too hard, for sure. As you mentioned, it's a really good and open race. If we go too hard or others go too hard, it's going to set them up for those horses you mentioned, as well as others ready to pounce. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting race.
You've got such a brilliant record in the Doncaster, and gee, you've assembled a huge team for this year's event. Ossipenko getting into the field now with 49 kilos, Michael D to ride. Fangirl's probably the headline horse, but you can't write off Zuccotra and Lindemann, the other 3-year-olds. And going global's an intriguing runner as well. Firstly, Fangirl, barrier 19. What went through your mind when you saw that marble come out?
It wasn't ideal. John Ingham drew it out, but he's been given a reprieve for a while because he also drew Shinzo in the Gold Slipper. So we were angry, but he got a pass mark. It makes it hard. But she drew close to the outside in the Golden Eagle, and finishing a narrow second. She gets back anyway, and she's just going to need a touch of luck and. She's probably waited to win the race. She's a genuine weight for age performer, running seconds behind Animo most of the starts this preparation. So she's very good. She'll love the ram at mile, and everything's sort of been geared around the
Doncaster with her.
Zugotcha and Osipenko are also weighted to win the race, aren't they? Of the two other three-year-olds, which way are you leaning with those two?
Oh, I can't. Well, I guess Zugotcha, look, she's just an amazing filly, and she's got similar form to In Secret. Osipenko was really good in the Hobartville. He was scratched the morning of the races and ran with Guineas, which was disappointing, and ran a very brave third in the Caulfield Guineas. So he's a genuine Group 1 horse that hasn't cracked it yet. So, look, I guess you could say that Osipenko is getting weight off Zugotcha when it should be the other way around for her being a filly. So we're all talking about Zugotcha being well weighted, but probably Osipenko and Lindemann are throwing it, really.
And was it the plan always to go to the Doncaster with Lindemann after winning the Guineas?
It was, following Nash's comments. He said he's still sort of not quite furnished yet, and tries hard. And the general discussion was that we could possibly break his heart over 2400 because he's a long row and probably not quite ready for that tough test yet. And we're also looking towards next year where we think he can be a genuine weight for age horse. So he won a 1400 metre race, then he ran second in the Ram Guineas, and then he's won the Rosehill Guineas. So it's not that he's not competitive over the shorter trips, he is. So I guess that was another reason why we're stuck with the mile.
And tell us a little bit about going global from the time she spent in your stable. Is she up to the calibre of your other Doncaster runners?
Well, the only negative that she has is that she hasn't had a prep run, but we're seeing with these European horses, they're performing so well at their first run, and they have that residual fitness from her case. She's been up in Newmarket with James Fugans for a couple of months before coming down to us. So happy with the fitness, and you just can't write off that international form.
So if they all get even luck, who do you think's your best hope?
I think my gut tells me Osipenko, based on his very good Caulfield Guineas run, and his lead-up form has been terrific.
Man Zois looking to win his second Derby, and he's got pretty similar form lines really heading into what he did in the Victoria Derby. Is it, as soon as he gets out in distance, we see a different Man Zois?
We're hoping so. He missed his first gut run, and we've been behind the eight books. So third up 2400. Probably not perfect, but at least he's run the distance before, and we know he performs well at the trip. So, yeah, we're hoping to see a step up again with him tomorrow.
Militarise in the size as well. What did you make of his run in the slipper?
He was one of the ones that got caught up in the incident with learning to fly. So he got pulled up straight after that. So he basically just cantered up the straight. So it was a non-event, but look, he's come through it really well, unscathed, and his work's been good. So, a big test, but we were clouded with his run last start, so we had no opinion.
They're your major runners. Anything else on the card? What's the international runner we see earlier in the day? How do we pronounce it in the Carbine Club?
I think we've got it down to Gan Terrain.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a pretty good filly. She's placed in the Group 1 race in France. She's only a three-year-old, so she's 6 months behind the Australian three-year-olds. That's the only negative. But she's a decent horse, and certainly once fully matured, she's going to be featuring in some good races. And we're hoping that we might be able to get her down to a South Australian Oaks or something like that.
Well, she'll be interesting. Speaking of internationals, you've got one at Bendigo tomorrow too, DeMarque. What can you tell us about this galloper?
His work and jump outs have been good. He will need further, but it's a good starting point. So just like to see him finishing off strong.
Gee, it's going to be a big day. Quality time in the Golden Mile, last one I'll ask you about.
Yep, he was good first up, and looks a nice race. A better draw tomorrow. Should see him settle a bit closer.
Well, you make sure you pack a big box of Kleenex tomorrow because it could be a big day.
I'm just about cured. I'm just about right now, Michael.
I think if Nature Strip wins, we may see a tear or two.
You're possibly right. You're possibly correct.
Good luck, Chris. It's going to be a massive day.
Thanks very much.